Welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. You're listening on SEN. Maybe you're listening on SEN 1170 AM here in Sydney. Maybe you're listening through SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane, Patton Hills, along from 6 AM Queensland time. We really appreciate you getting up early and tuning into the program. If you're listening on the app, great to have your company. Anywhere in the world, just give us a shout out. Let us know where you're listening, what you're doing this morning. Get on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170, or the Edgewater Homes text line as well. It's there for you, 0457 736 736. And we appreciate those of you who download the podcast and pick out the best bits. You can continue to do that breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Just search your Spotify. I don't even know what I'm talking about when I give the plug for the podcast, Brandy. Still, after all this time, I have no idea, because I'm not a podcast person. So I still haven't worked it out. Do you upload or download? We upload, they download. Is that how it works? I don't know, Brandy.
Well, you're asking the wrong person. I have become a podcast person, listening in the car. I've learned how to get the podcast going. So I'm driving around listening to podcasts these days.
On just anything? Like,
well, I've only just started, because I'm pretty new to it. You don't know what's going on. I sort of half know what's going on. And there's a, it's called A Short History Of, and then it's about, anything. famous people, cities, famous places, famous whatever, wars, A Short History Of. It's about a 45-minute podcast. Now, fascinating, interesting. Even my boys are into it now. So I'm just hitting the podcast.
Oh, that's an interesting point to start. Now, can I just check your physical fitness? Are you okay? Because yesterday's a dark day for rugby league with these injuries. Mitchell Moses, Nathan Cleary, not good. We've already had the big injury to Tino, and we're talking about some of our biggest stars. Struck down, Brandy. Are you fit?
Yeah, okay. Teamless Tuesday. I won't be named this afternoon in the Penrith side, but
big story.
I guess there's plenty of discussion going on in clubs about who's going to fill the spots of some of our best players in the game. Two halfbacks, Cleary and Mitch Moses. Now, Moses, that seems like quite a serious injury. Fracture to the foot, needs surgery. I think he had surgery last night, Vossie. I think he was booked in immediately. So, last year, when Mitch Moses missed footy, Dejan Arce came into the side, and Dylan Brown played halfback, I think. Anyway, Brad Schneider, I would assume, would come into the side. So, Brad Schneider has now become the new Sean O'Sullivan, the new Jack Cogger. Brad Schneider is the man that will fill the spot for Nathan Cleary for I'm not sure how long.
Yeah. With a foot injury, there's often a chance of recurring. If you don't get it right, if you come back a fraction earlier, you can have a few problems. So fingers crossed for Mitchell Moses. So just a quick stock take. Cleary hamstring, possibly 4 weeks. Mitchell Moses foot, at least 8 weeks. Reece Walsh, the face injury, might be up to 4. Payne Haas, minor knee surgery, could be looking at 4 weeks. Tino gone for the season. That's a superstar list.
Yeah, and that's not even counting some of the players that didn't start the season or were injured in round one, like Jai Arrow, Campbell Graham. There's a stack of players sitting on the sideline already, Vossie. And that becomes important as you go through the season and get towards the back end of the season. If you haven't got your key players on the field, the chances of winning are diminished.
Now, what about Alex Johnston, his injury? So he's had a bit of drama with the Barry Beath, with the teeth.
No mouth guard?
Does
he wear a mouth guard? You've sat down with him. You've fanned him, haven't you? Set him in the chair? Someone asked me that the other day, and I can't remember who it was. It was a player, like a former player, and said, "Did you wear a mouth guard?" And I said, "Absolutely. Yeah, I wore a mouth guard every week. I had to pull it out every so often if I wanted to scream at someone or shout or get up the referee."
That's not your go, surely, Brandy. Brandy, that's not your go.
Speaking of referees.
But what about Alex Johnston? You don't want to talk about Alex Johnston and the Barry
Beef? So, Alex, have we got a bit of...
Well, now a South player with teeth issues, it just opens itself to the Pedro Roosters of this world and the Roosters people that text our open line. And Alex Johnston has bought into that yesterday. Let's have a listen.
My two front teeth are busted from last week's game. I might get them out this week, and I'll be missing two front teeth there, so maybe get some dentures, hopefully. But, yeah, see, I'm in the wars. So it's hard for me out here, guys. Teeth are gone. Semi my fault, but it was when Manu, me and him collided in the air, and when he scored his try, unfortunately, part of his arm hit me straight in the teeth. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, and missus isn't happy.
He doesn't wear a mouth guard. He couldn't wear a mouth guard if he's bumped. You know, Joey Manu's arms made contact with his mouth, and he's basically
saying,
lost his front teeth.
Yeah, he's saying no teeth, true Rabideau, Alex Johnson.
Oh, true Rabideau.
Yeah, it's not nice, is it? No, it's an ugly one. Now, Graham Endersley, you've watched the Graham Endersley Monday.
I did.
Houston, we have a problem.
I couldn't download the whole thing. Like, so it kept spinning. The wheels were spinning and Graham wasn't coming up. So I found the two instances that he would be talking about, the two major ones. And that was Rhys Walsh and also the Manly no try. We'll discuss the Rhys Walsh one a little bit later on, Vossie. But the Manly no try was no try.
Right. Yeah. Because he stopped in the
line. Luca Minetti was obstructed by Jake. Jake stopped in the line. End of story. Jake, the hole that Tom took back on the inside was the hole that Luca would have filled slowly, but still moving sideways. I agreed with that. Well, you know, and it's not black and white. So then he showed then he showed something where... they did use common sense. That was last week. Penrith scored a try. Brian To'o scored a try in the corner. Remember that one? It was in the first half, late in the first half.
Okay, got a double. Yeah.
And there was a bit of a collision between a Penrith player and a Brisbane player. But because the ball kept going to the outside, the Brisbane player was never going... was the hole that was created by a bit of... The lead runner making contact with the Brisbane defender, it was overlooked because the try was scored in the corner.
All right. Well, the penalty from Luca Moretti should be an absolute bake from Brad Arthur. Should be highlighted from Brad Arthur saying, mate, have a look at how lazy you were. You cost us there because you weren't doing your job and you got lucky with the penalty.
You did get lucky.
Well, that's the take on that.
What does Anthony Seibold say to Jake? Jake, come on, you're a lead. You're a decoy runner. You know your role. You've got to either get through the line or stop.
Okay. All right. Well, we've reached conclusion on that one, have you say? 1300 01 1170. Tigers boss Shane Richardson says he will take the Tigers away from Leichhardt Oval next year unless the state government commits funding for upgrades. Now, Darcy Byrne, who we've had on this program before, the mayor, he's a good character. I'm not a constituent in the area or whatever, so I'm not across everything that he obviously has to buy into. But when he's spoken about sporting, I think he was offering Henson Park for the Commonwealth Games there at one point. but Darcy Byrne on Penrith Stadium had a bit to say, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek stuff. Let's have a listen to the mayor.
There's no good reason that Penrith Stadium should have gold-plated urinals whilst famous Leichhardt Oval is forced to close.
Strong point. Very strong point. Brandy?
Yes.
Has the board signed off on the gold-plated urinals or not?
Tick.
Board. Yeah, Penrith.
Yeah.
Rouseabouts.
Three premierships, Darcy.
Leichhardt Oval. If you want to get on the soapbox today and defend Leichhardt Oval or attack it, this is the place to do it, 1300. We put our vote yesterday.
It's a threat.
You, me, Mark Carrianis, we said we want to keep seeing football there, but we're not the ones... paying to go in and stand out in the hill and all the rest.
I don't even think it's the fans, Vossie. I think it's the Tigers themselves, and they're trying to get a better deal and make as much money as possible. So they don't make money out of Leichhardt Oval. The fans do love it. Well, we know that. Well, the fans love going there, even though it's $55 for, you know, ground entry, general admission, which is steep.
As I keep telling people, you've been to the NBL? You know, the prices. Yeah. Now, look, we're going to bring Charlie Goodson into the program this morning. I think this is a big talkback topic. These two AFLW players, and not named by the AFL, but named by the Herald, Alexia Hamilton, Paige Shepherd, each sentenced to a 12-month conditional release order for possessing cocaine late last year. It is the first time we're led to believe that AFLW players have been caught for such behaviour. Now, we're a little bit different, rugby league to AFL here.
Let me just read what the illicit drugs policy is for the AFL.
Yes.
Under that, the AFL's illicit drugs policy, which is a medical model geared towards treatment rather than punishment. Any players who are caught using illegal drugs receive a first strike, a suspended $5,000 fine, and counselling, and are subjected to target testing, and are not named. Right. Second strike means a player is publicly named and suspended for 4 matches. Now, with these two Swans players, these two girls, they haven't gone positive in a test. They were caught by police. Different story. Yeah. Whole different yarn.
But they're breaking the law. That's why they're charged. Charlie Goodsir, I was listening to Tradies News in a Nutshell this morning. I want to bring him in because he's of a different generation. See, now, Charlie, I heard you basically say you don't have a drama with no charge, nothing from the AFL. You're 100% supporter of the policy. See, I'm not. I'm saying, bang, you break. If you don't know the rule, Charlie, these two know that they were doing it wrong for their sport and their club. Misrepresentation. But, Charlie, you don't have a problem? Is that what you said this morning?
No, that is not what I said this morning. They have broken the law. Let's just put that on the table. They have done the wrong thing.
The law handles it, yeah.
And on the table. And the law has handled it as well. And the fact that they were named is purely because they were in a court order, and that's public information. That's why they've been named by the Herald. What I have an issue with is people hounding them for being like, why did they take drugs? This is such an outrage, which I've seen online since that story broke last night. And I reference a really great Brandon Jack opinion piece, who was a former Sydney Swans AFL player, in which he said...
Son of Gary.
Son of Gary, of course, and brother of Kieran Jack as well, Swans legend, who said, I've taken cocaine. A lot of players in the AFL take cocaine regularly as well. And it's a reflection of society. A lot of people in society take cocaine. A lot of Australians in recent surveys have admitted to dabbling in cocaine use.
Why a punchline? So you're telling me this is a good piece?
It's an excellent piece, but he's saying why we come down so hard on elite athletes who also dabble in the same thing, is hypocritical. Because there's always the videos of players, you know, being filmed on, you know, grainy iPhone footage of them, you know, snorting a white substance or a white powder on a table, and they get hung, drawn, and quartered for it. Where, you know, put your hand up if you haven't done the same thing. I think a lot of Australians are in the exact same boat.
I'm putting my hand up, Charlie.
That's
where we're stuffed. I'm gonna go you right now. That's where we're totally stuffed. That's the attitude. Brandon Jack, pull your head out of your ass, because that's where we're stuffed, and that's why these two have taken it, because they know that you don't get named because you're not dealing with it. Not dealing with it at all. The AFL have control over their athletes. I mean, all the clubs, Sydney Swans. What, they just sit on their hands?
Sit on
their hands, smother, and it'll happen again.
This was an off-season incident, though. This didn't happen during the season. This happened during the off-season. The club was made aware of it.
They're not paid in the off-season, Charlie. No, they're paid from November to November. They are in rugby league. You're still an employee in the off-season. Mate, this is where we're stuffed.
That's fair enough, Charlie, but they're Australians at the end of the day who take part in something that a large chunk of the population already do. The fact that they've been dealt with the law, the AFL was aware of it months ago, the Swans were aware of it months ago. It's only just coming out now, and now it's a big outrage.
What is the bottom line here? What are we looking? What's the answer to it, Vossie? What are you searching for?
I just want. I think you got to own it straight away. First offence. I have none of this. Absolute transparency. You get named and shamed, because it's black and white, and it's the same with social media policy and all that. Just rules are rules. I'm strong on it, but I'll throw it out there because Charlie might be in the majority. That may be the majority view. 1300 01 1170. But I'm just rock solid, father of three boys, absolutely rock solid that there's no, you get named the first time, and if you're shamed, then that's it. You know, that's part of the deal. You want to be an AFL player? You want to be part of that, you know, entitled group? It's a privilege to play the sport at the elite level. It comes with some bloody good trimmings. Then I reckon you do wrong in this regard. No, you're not treated like a chippy or a whatever member of public. No, it is different. Different sort of job. So 1300 01 1170, if you want to have your say. Are you in the Charlie Goodsir camp? What's up, Charlie? Or you're in my camp? Or Brandy, are you a little bit both ways? Where are you?
Well, so just on Alexia and Paige, who were picked, they were sentenced to a 12-month conditional release order, essentially a good behaviour bond. So that's what they got off the court.
Mm.
They were named, but, obviously, because they went to...
Like the Telegraph don't even
name them. Am I for the first strike policy, not named? Yeah. So do I agree with the AFL?
Are you in Team Charlie?
Probably not, but I'm not going to stand on a soapbox and scream about it. I think they should be named, probably. Yeah.
All right, let's have a little debate on that one this morning. Get on the open line text. So we've made it quite clear. First strike, suspended, $5,000 fine and counselling, subject to target testing, and you are not named. It's something for Lee Hadjipantelis, who's a guest today. Brandy, we can talk to Lee. David Riccio coming on the program. Nick Ashman with all the sports bet prices as well. Text line lighting up already. Also on good podcasts. 0457736736 is the text. Brandy, and who do we sing for?
We sing for Bryden's Lawyers, Vossie. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. You can call us right now on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Again, in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost 10 grand. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport. SEN 1170 AM. Sunny day across Sydney today. We're heading for 27 in the city, 30 in the west. That's still too hot. If you're up in Brisbane, Patton Hills will be along from 6 a.m. local time. Rain up there today, 24 degrees. That a cool one yesterday. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Boys, tell that clown that when you win 3 premierships in a row, then you can have gold-plated urinals. From 4-3.
Okay, right. So the Tigers are going to win 3 in a row.
Well, who was that bloke again? Who's the mayor? What's his name? Darcy.
Darcy. Yeah.
Darcy.
Darcy Byrne. Darcy
I can
Byrne.
Understand the pain.
We have opened up a can of whoop ass around this AFLW story. The two players that are named in the Herald today. So we're not obliged to respect the AFL policy. Alexia Hamilton, Paige Sheppard are the two players. On the text, here we go. We'll do 2 for 2. So Charlie Goodsir would give children a few racks of coke because everyone is doing it. Shock me, Charlie. Yeah, there you go. There's suddenly Charlie's
on the
phone line.
He's a shock jock.
He's a shock jock. No, he's of that opinion, but his opinion is not foreign.
Okay. Well, here's Meatball. He says, who cares? It's AFLW. Maybe they all should get on it. It might actually make it watchable.
Bang. Okay. That's bang. Yeah. This one. A Western Sydney Eagle getting serious this morning. I have an issue with the everyone else is doing it, so why can't I attitude? I'm guessing Charlie doesn't have kids. Name and shame, I say, says the Western Sydney Eagle. And on with that. It's not so much shame. It's just name and own. It's probably, I'm not saying that that cliche. Not name and shame. It's name and own.
Yes. Completely agree with Bossy. Charlie's attitude shows the bad side of civilization these days. Okay.
There we go. Well, we know one thing, Vossy. Cocaine definitely ain't performance enhancing. Exhibit A, the Sydney Swans women's team. Well, they improved last year big time. Charlie, bring you in there. They went well. They didn't win a game the first season, but they went on anyway. No, we're not going to draw that parallel. Don't worry about it, Charlie.
Andrew says, just on one of the other topics we raised, and that was Graham Annesley. Brandy... it's Tuesday morning. Luca Moretti still wouldn't have filled the gap between him and Tom. Annesley is kidding himself if he thinks otherwise. Andrew, thank you.
Yeah, no, good text coming in. Edgewater Homes text line. Muzza, g'day fellas, read the cocaine and drug use. 100% should be named. It is not normal behaviour, and I don't agree with a teenager argument, quote, but everyone else does it, because they don't. Where are we at here?
Jake Blackdown says, morning, lads. My issue with the drug situation is how we still call them social/recreational drugs. The king hit is now called the coward punch. Mentality will never change until we refer to these drugs as illicit and illegal.
Yeah, good text, Neil. But that is the way it is written in the Herald. There's no dancing around the issue. It says, first line, we're charged with possessing cocaine. And illicit drugs, a prohibited drug. It makes, I tell you what, and I'll say this. I don't want to go all high and mighty, but I'm just saying they don't need education. No one of an age needs education to know what they are doing when it comes to drugs is illegal. Spare me the mental health and look after their thing.
They both
you
come from
know
homes, I'm sure.
Black from white. It is black and white. It is. You know you're breaking the law when you do it. Don't tell me they're going through anything or whatever. They're breaking the law of the land, and they're breaking the law of their sport. So why not
they
be
know
named?
That. They know that.
Why not be named? Why
don't
protect
they?
Them?
Big G, he says, boys listening on the app, had to come home early from work due to a minor drama at home. 3 hours of driving down, two to go. Cheers, Big G. Big G, we're thinking of you, man. I hope it's not too bad, but safe travels back to home.
Yeah, Big G. Always respect for Big G and the work that he does. Oh my God, I don't take and never will take drugs, but if I did and got caught, I'd lose my job. Maybe I should have been a sports star to have unlimited chances. No thanks. Treat them like everyone else. Find them or fire them. I'm not judging them, but you can't expect to be treated differently because you make more money and are in the spotlight. More reason to not take drugs. So, as I said, it's an issue that comes up, but this morning it is right under our noses, Brandy, because you got one situation. So I'm just going through, and this
that's
is no
right
this
under
isn't
our
a
noses.
War. Yeah, good point. thank you. There you go.
Really good.
Say that. The Telegraph do not name, in their story, do not name the players. So they're respecting the AFL policy. The Herald name the players because it is on public
record.
Well,
it's not policy. Yeah, it's not policy. Like, it's got nothing to do with their policy. They were picked up. They were arrested by the police. It's court. It's court. It's got nothing to do with a positive drugs test. VB, something for Chuck. The large majority of society does not consume illicit drugs. Possessing and taking cocaine is against the law, period, says David.
All right, keep
couple
the,
of other ones.
It's strong. Yep. This could go all morning, Brad.
We've
you do know.
News.
But it's a serious topic. But again, I won't use the expression it's under our nose. It's there today. It's a big story today, and it's been covered up, smothered, happened in December, and we're finding out about it, and it's almost April. So give us a call on the Southern Bank Open Line. Our number is 1300 01 1170. Live happily, clever after with Great Southern Bank. Brandy, news next, and then all the sports headlines.
Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Sporting headlines this morning. Rabbitohs player Alex Johnston and Jacob Hope say it's up to the playing group to turn around the fortunes of the club and get the pressure off the coach, Jason Demetrio.
Tommy Burgess has been around as long as me, if not longer, and he said, I think it was to 2014. After the first four games, they'd only won one, so we're in a similar position.
I guess if you go all that way back, it gives you some hope, doesn't it? 2014 was right.
Yeah, it was a pretty good year for us. It'd be nice to replicate that. I'm keen to obviously keep training, playing my best under him. I love him as a coach.
Yeah, of course. He stands up and faces the critics every week, never backs down from that. He's always got our backs, and now we got to repay the faith and show that we've got his back. I think something like this can bring a group closer together. And that's what we're really focusing on, bringing that connection this week and just try and show that out in the field on Friday.
Strong word. They're good words, but they have to back it up. The other voice they're hearing there is Jacob Hoste and Alex Johnston, thanks to audio, thanks to Channel 9 News. But they are words, Brandy. It's all true what they've said, but
it makes sense. Have they got the squad to be better than... They've got the squad, haven't they? They've got the players to be much better than what they are.
Pressure on kickers, though, that's the first thing you'll be looking for, isn't it, on Friday? Because they were embarrassing.
Just a lack of effort.
Opening minutes.
Like, that was just minutes to opening 15 minutes. I know, and the Roosters, and I sort of, in commentary, Vossi, I said, well, they look gassed already. 15 minutes, because they're not moving off their line. They're standing still. They're watching. Anyway, that's an effort area. Doesn't take talent.
All right, here we go. Graham Annesley says the match review committee got it wrong by not charging Taylan May over his head clash with Reece Walsh.
The view of the administration on this is that we think that it does reach that threshold of careless action, at least. In our view, there's an obligation on all defenders to ensure that they play the game with due regard to the safety of other players. This particular type of action of coming up and in at speed will often go wrong, and on that basis we believe it should have resulted in a charge.
Mm. could have quite easily resulted in a charge. Now, they sent out a memo last April on these type of tackles, and that was the player jamming in at speed. Collision at high speed, the slightest misjudgment ends up in a player getting injured. The obligation on the defender is to not make contact with the head. So I tend to agree with what Graham said. Like, in summary, I think Taylan came out of the line at speed. Couldn't react. Didn't have time to react because of the speed he came out of the line, jamming in to shut down a player with the ball. Now, he makes contact with the head because he was moving that quick. He didn't even have time to duck to get his shoulder into the tackle. I'm not going to argue with Graham Annesley. I really, and the more I looked at it, the more I watched it. I thought, well, that's an accident, and accidents happen. But
I thought the same. Yep.
Taylan May comes out of the line and cuts across the face of two of his own defenders, at least one, and sort of, you know, mirrors another.
Mm.
To shut down a play, but he's moving that quick. It's so easy to result in a head clash or an arm that goes astray.
Well, then the conclusion of this is we have to blow up the match review committee, because if they are operating on different rules to what referee bunker administration is, well, then they can't be independent. They can be independent on their level of charge, but they have to all be on the same page on charge and the rules they're applying. They can't be independent and have a different view to, oh, we don't have a problem with players jamming in and tackles going wrong. So match review committee, we've got a massive problem. Massive problem. So he could have been sent off the other night and the match review committee wouldn't charge him because he got a different opinion. Well, that's dangerous territory. But have you seen that one?
I don't think that happened.
They'd back it up if he got sent off.
No.
Problem. 1300 01 11 70. Where do you stand on that one? As we've been discussing, it's been revealed Sydney Swans AFLW players Alexia Hamilton and Paige Shepherd were charged with possessing cocaine in the off-season and sentenced to a 12-month good behaviour bond. Under AFL policy, the players receive a first strike and are not meant to be named. The AFL wouldn't name them. A second strike would mean a player is suspended for 4 matches and named. But in this case, because it was a court matter, they've been named in the press today. Have you seen that one? If you're just waking up, what do you think of...
Not a problem.
AFL policy gets thrown into the spotlight again. Not being named, I think they should be named. No dramas.
And off the back of his Sheffield Shield coaching feat, WA coach Adam Voges could be in line to become Australia's next head coach, with Andrew McDonald intimating he's likely to seek a second term from 2026. Voges is said to be well in the frame to replace him. So unlikely to go past 2026 is what his current contract is up to. So Voges, what did we say? Three straight shields, three straight one-day competitions, two out of the last three Big Bash tournaments.
Incredible record. Just on the cricket too, just to finish the sports update, IPL overnight, the Royal Challengers beat the Punjab Kings. A Virat Kohli man of the match, 77 of 49. A couple of catches as well. But the two Australians with a bat, Glenn Maxwell, Cameron Green, they play in Kohli's side. Both failed with a bat. Maxwell out for 3 off 5 balls. And likewise, Cameron Green out for 3 off 5 balls. So not getting going there in that match, but still on the winning side. That's just some of the sports headlines this morning. We didn't touch on the NBA from yesterday. Pretty incredible scoreline, 150 to 45. Lakers against the Indiana Pacers, 150 to 145. Highest score by the Lakers in 37 years.
Is that right?
They needed it because the opposition got 145. Anyway.
Thanks for making the switch to SEN 1170 AM, the home of sport in Sydney. Our Great Southern Bank open line number is 1300 01 1170. Lines are open now, so jump on for your chance to be our Club Med Caller of the Week. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Tell old mate he could renovate Leichhardt Oval using all of their wooden spoons. Yes, and a spoon, says Widgie. That's Darcy Byrne, the mayor of
Leichhardt. And a spoon, yes.
Mm. VB, with the halfbacks getting dropped and injured, I'm worried and excited to see who will emerge. I'm worried and excited to see who will emerge from the shadows to shine and be the next big thing. For me, Lachlan Galvin will be the next big playmaker. Well, I'm saying yesterday, Lachlan Galvin excites me. Ethan Strange excites me. Luke Metcalf at the Warriors is getting better and better. There's three players in key positions that are going great. Others, like your Jonah Pezzett, they're not kicking on. Sean O'Sullivan, you know, Lachlan Ilias. These players are under pressure. There's a bit of a divide at the moment. It's such a valuable position if you find a good one.
Now, we mentioned Big G a little bit earlier on, Vossi. He throws a text, but he's on the open line. So, Big G, come in. Breaker.
Hi, Brandy. Hi, Vossi. How are you?
Hello, good, Big
mate.
G.
Going good. You're on how far to home, mate?
Still just over an hour away, mate. I've just gone through Singleton. I'm about just over an hour away from home. So, yeah, okay. Not too far now.
Good.
But I just wanted to get into this drug debate that's going on at the moment. Anybody who thinks, oh, yeah, everybody else is doing it, needs to have their head read. I'm talking from experience here. Like, my daughter, me and my wife aren't her birth parents, and her birth mother took drugs and took alcohol up until she was born. And anybody who wants to experience it should go to a maternity ward and watch the hell these newborns go through. It is absolutely... You feel so helpless. And my poor girl, she's had to struggle through life. She's 17 now, and she's had to struggle through life, and to watch the battles that she goes through. And she's had her achievements and all that sort of stuff. And I'm just so proud of her. But this attitude of everybody else is doing it, pull your heads out of your ass. It's just, I can't. I'm just saying. As soon as I heard that this morning, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. We've got to get away from this. Destruction that it causes, and you know, and these people got named. Everybody else gets named. They've gone to court. Their names are in the paper. Anybody on the sheets. It's only because they're famous that that's why they've got names. So, who cares? We just need to stop it. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry for using
no.
The A word.
Have you said Big G?
They just battle.
All your points, like everyone's feeling for you right now, Big G, and they're saying, yeah, wow, you've stopped a lot of people, I reckon, in their tracks with the angle that you've come from, and really appreciate the call. Safe driving now, Big G. On the probably the most minor issue that you mentioned there, the more I think about it, the fact they went to court and the Swans don't feel any obligation to name them. They're just the great smother. They've gone to court, so it is knowledge, and they're named today in the Herald. That, and this is now almost April, and this is from December.
That is the great smother.
But we don't name them. We don't name them. Sit on our hands. Heads up our ass, as Big G said. Yeah.
Yep.
Come on. It's not. Oh man, we've got to go to Gary of Newtown. Next, I don't know. Gary, do you have a view
different,
on this?
Different topic?
Or do you have a view on whether people should be named first strike, AFLW, AFL, any sport, Gary? Have you got an opinion on that?
My opinion is this. I don't like the word, others are doing it, why can't I? I go this way. People jump off the bridge. Are you going to jump off the bridge? What are you saying? Because they're doing why these other people have to do it. I don't like that one. I never have liked that one. You do what you want to do, and it's up to you. You're gonna live with it, and whatever you want to be doing, it's on you. That's how I see it. But just on Parramatta, back to Parramatta, boys.
Yes.
The headgear first, Walsh. Could the headgear soften the blow with Walsh?
No.
I don't mind the headgear.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah, I don't mind it, and it does. It would stop a cut on the top of the head and maybe across the forehead, but still wouldn't stop a cut under the eye. So there's no cover there. So
no.
The headgear would not have helped Reece Walsh.
I need to hear what you got to say about Parramatta today. Your team, Gary, currently.
Mitch Moses out.
Mm. Yeah, it's a big blow. But what we do there, I'm not big on shuffling players around. So you put the young kid who played in the centres in the halves. Now, what I say to the young kid, in the opposition's 20, stab the ball, never give him seven tackles. We can't afford to be backpedaling on their 20. Getting seven tackles.
Put your arm around him, son. Don't stab the ball. Oh, Gary, you're one of a kind. You're a gem. Thank you for calling in. 9 minutes to seven. Keep the calls coming on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Every caller in the running to be our Club Med caller of the week. We are here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers, of course. And in a moment, we'll have our walk down memory lane on this day on Sydney's Home of Sport, SEN, 11:70 a.m.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
He's
on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on this day.
On this day, Vossie, Tuesday, 26th of March, in 1845, a patent is awarded for adhesive medicated plaster, the precursor of the Band-Aid, 1845.
Wow. Guess who's 70 today? Clive Palmer, 70 today. Here are some of his best work while an MP in Parliament after the retirement of Bronwyn Bishop.
Goodbye, Bronwyn. Bronwyn, goodbye. Goodbye, Bronwyn. Bronwyn, Bronwyn, Bronwyn. Goodbye, bye-bye. Goodbye, Bronwyn. Bronwyn, goodbye. Goodbye, Twiddle-two.
Wow, that's in Parliament.
What a... you don't really say what a... Former Wallaby, it's rugby union. Former Wallaby Matt Burke is 51 today, and former Wallaby Drew Mitchell is 40 today. Happy birthday.
Have you got a birthday in the A-League, Brady?
Yes, Sydney FC Ufuk Talay is 48 today.
Wow, you've covered the sports well. I've got Dennis Kennedy, legend of commentary. He is 75 today.
Burns, Swan kicks inside the forward 50. Rocker comes to it. Well, Rocker, like my wife driving, needs a fair bit of lane.
Actor Martin Short is 74 today. And in 2012, Madonna's 12th studio album debuts, hitting number one on the Billboard album charts and sells 350,000 copies in 2 weeks. What was the album?
Oh, it was a big one. You brushed over Martin Short. He's 74 today. You just don't like Martin Short as an actor?
I'm sure I did say Martin Short, didn't I?
Yeah, no, but you brushed. No, but I mean, you did it very quickly. You didn't give it any sort of, well, good on you, Martin. Happy 74th if you're listening on the app.
Right.
Is he dead? He might be. No, he's 74 today. He's still with us. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And here's the big one to finish. Charlie must have written this. In 2001, Gorillaz, with a Z, released their debut self-titled album, which becomes a surprise chart success in the US of A.
Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill, for the land is everybody in.
Yeah, Kim, this is the good bit, isn't it? It feels good. Is that anyone
going to
bring it? Turn it up, Charlie.
Surprise chart success, yes. Surprise.
That's Charlie. That's Charlie all over. That's his ringtone. That's the... that's it. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Goodbye to our Queensland listeners. You can keep listening on the app, but we've got plenty more coming up.